Hello and welcome to our physical results program with Isagenix. My name is Kirstie Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure having all of you listen in today. Happy New Year. I know that the new year is still upon us. People are still working on New Year's resolutions and getting their business in the flow for 2019, and super excited to have such an incredible couple on with us today, and that would be Mike and Michelle Doran. They are a beautiful couple with two children that have been transforming themselves physically and financially for a little over a year now, and the results are absolutely magnificent. So we thought that we would invite them onto the program and have them share all of the details to their success and what they've been up to over the last year or so, and inspire all of you listening in. So Mike and Michelle and their two children, Paige and Zane, they live in upstate New York. Michael and Michelle have the rank as crystal director. Their daughter, Paige, has the rank of consultant, and she's 25. Zane is 15. He's got to wait, guys, you know, and it's painful from what I understand after New Year kickoff. But they joined back in October of 2017 and engaged in the business in January of 2018. So as of the recording of this podcast, they've been rolling and building their business for about a year now, and they've got some big plans, guys, huge plans. So with that, Mike and Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. How are we doing today?
Doing great. And I just have to ask, you guys were at New Year kickoff 2019. How was it?
Absolutely awesome. Yes, we both loved it very much. Our children loved it as well. Just such a positive experience and just a lot of just inspiration all the way around. Just so many great people.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And so, and from my understanding, this was your second corporate event. You went to Celebration last year and then hit New Year kickoff this year.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think about these events? For those that have maybe not ever attended an event, what could you tell them right now?
There's nothing like seeing this in person and getting the feel for the energy that Isagenix and the staff just puts on these great, inspirational, sometimes it's tears, sometimes it's laughter, sometimes it's just straight up, you can do it, inspiration. So if you haven't been to one, you really need to get there. And that's not a sales push, that is just the truth. There is nothing like being there in person.
Yep, absolutely. It's kind of like, and I've made reference to this before on podcasts, but it's like plugging your phone into the charger and getting a full on 100% charge and just hitting it. It's inspiring. It is motivating. It gets you to think about a lot of different things and kind of recommit to your goals and your dreams and developing a game plan. So if you want to make it to some of our next events, go check it out, isagenixevents.com, and get yourself there. But guys, so Mike, your background is hotel management. You're working for a huge hotel management company. And then Michelle, you're a teacher's assistant for pre-K.
Yes.
And you guys both do these careers and build Isagenix in the nooks and crannies of your day?
Yes, absolutely. There's there's just this little bit of positivity that kind of seeps through at the greatest moments sometimes. You might be having a day where things are just a little crazy or a little rougher than you expected, and then you get a text message from someone on your team or someone that you newly enrolled, and they're telling you how great everything's going. Or they're looking for a little inspiration from you. So yeah, it's really cool how it kind of can all work together at the same time.
Absolutely. I know what you're talking about there too. I know there's ebbs and flows in the business, but listen, you two, actually all you four, with the kids included, you guys are a walking billboard sensation. And after sharing your results on social media, it has gone viral. Like, how does it feel to like open up social media and see your photo being shared by so many people based on your transformation physically before and after?
It feels great. And I go back to the premise, though, that it's all, even though it's been a few months now since that original Isagenix share went out there with our photos and the story that went along with it, it still feels really fresh and new because we were coming out of NYKO now where we got exposed to a lot more people. And so, you know, yeah, it's crazy when you open up your phone and you've got so many notifications and everything else. But at the bottom of it all, people are looking for inspiration just as much as we were looking for inspiration.
Yeah.
When we used to open our phones and we'd go to, you know, the different Facebook pages that we're part of, whether it's our team pages, our Isobody challenge page, we were looking for that inspiration and that fueled our success as well.
Mm-hmm.
So happy to be part of all that. Just amazing feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's very cool. And I just have to say, I mean, when people look at before and afters, in that split second, they're thinking, wow, you know, like, that's such a cool transformation. Very inspiring. Could that be me? Did you guys ever feel like that in the beginning, Michelle? Is, could that be me? Could that be us?
Yeah, you know, because I was looking when we first got on a phone call and talked about the products and stuff, you know, our coach asked us, you know, how much weight are you looking to lose? And I just, you know, I knew I needed to lose a lot of weight, but didn't think I could do that. And, you know, so it got real. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if I can do that. And, you know, within 5 days of starting the products, I've just, this is so amazing. I feel great. And yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So I want to talk about that as far as what was going on in life at the time that you were introduced. Now, I know that you were introduced to Isogenics via your cousin and you didn't really engage in anything right away. It took a little bit of time, which is totally fine. It's all about timing, right? But talk to us about what was going on in your life physically and how you were feeling. And then, of course, we'll get into your results.
So I would go back and, you know, that was a really, especially now, it's a hard time to kind of go back to in your mind because they always say you don't know what you don't know. And back then, never really thought that life could be as great as it is now from the standpoint of being comfortable in your own skin, number one, and two, just physically being able to do things, you know, that you wouldn't have been able to do back then. So for me, I think we mentioned that, you know, my career is hospitality. Mm-hmm. I was always out in front of people. I do a lot of things where I get to talk to groups, whether it's teams, whether it's for associations, et cetera, pictures in the paper, that kind of stuff. It was always uncomfortable for me. And that was kind of where I was kind of stuck. So I always say, you know, with a lifelong obesity problem, which I can go all the way back to I was 5 years old and I was overweight, I was in a cycle of trying and failing. I would always try something to make it better and then I would fail. So at this particular time, I was in the trying phase. And Michelle had come along with me at that point. We were both eating better and trying to get healthy, doing a little bit of exercise. But I hit a plateau. And when you hit a plateau, a lot of times you end up going back to where you started from, or even worse. I've done that too, where, you know, I lost 40 pounds and then gained 50 afterwards because, you know, you just kind of settle back in your old routines because you got frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that we were at a plateau, that was when we decided to make the phone call to our cousin who had been sharing Isogenics. And the rest, as I say, is history. It was about a 25-minute phone call, a lot of discussion, a lot of deeper discussion about the products and what they did for her and her family. And within a few days after signing up, we had our first box. And within that first week, we knew we were onto something. We knew there was something different. So we felt it.
I have goosebumps right now. Just and I'm looking at your before and after, one of your before and afters, right now as you share these words, and I'm super inspired. You guys are amazing. And all I have to say is, you know, this is your own hard work and dedication and commitment and, you know, putting that foot one in front of the other and just getting it done, because nobody is going to make shifts in in their lives except for in their own. You know, you have to take charge. I tell my kids this all the time. If you want something done, you have to go get it. Nothing is going to land in your lap. Nobody, for instance, is something as simple as if you need laundry done, nobody's going to waltz into your house and do your laundry for you. You have to get up and go do your laundry. And it's tasks, and it's just, it's being task oriented and staying committed to a process that leads you to results in the end. And just to see your before and afters is absolutely incredible. So when you said yes and you enrolled, did you enroll and get product for all four of you, or was it just initially for you and Michelle? Michelle, why don't you take that one?
Okay. So initially it was just Michael and myself. Mm-hmm. And we did the big, go big or go home kind of thing, and mm-hmm. enrolled in the ultimate pack. So we got a little bit of everything, which I think was great, because you really get a full experience of how the products work and how they work with each other. And, you know, you got to experience all of it pretty much. So that was October of 2017.
Let's talk about results. Let's get into it. I want to hear, like, who has lost how many pounds, and as a family, the total numbers, like what have you added up? What's going on as of today?
So I did the math on this, I think, last week. And as of today, we're just a little over 350 pounds between all four of us.
Oh, my gosh. If I had an applause button, I'd be hitting it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal. I mean, just unreal. I mean, how much weight we've lost, and it's just incredible. So I myself am down 117.
Yay.
And well over 130 inches.
Oh, congratulations, woman. I love it. I'm so proud of you. That's so inspiring. So what did you go from pant size down to what? What are you in right now? Because, you know, the ladies love to hear this stuff.
Okay. So, I was shy about it at first. And now I'm like, you know, I'm going to own this, because I went from whoa to wow. I started out in a size 24 and typically a size 3X top. Mm-hmm. I'm currently down to a size 8 pants.
Woo.
And I've been buying size small lately.
Oh my gosh. And how do you feel about that? Because for instance, Jill Berth, she did a huge transformation, lost 131 pounds. And even though her body was fit and thin, she still had a fat mind, as she called it. So, you know, like transitioning.
She's not wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So how are you moving through that right now?
I adjusted to it, but even when I knew that I could buy a size smaller, my first goal really was to be able to go into any store and buy not in the plus size section.
Yeah.
So, I hit that goal, but I still would go over to that section because that's just all I knew for years and years. And it was hard to get my mind that I didn't have to be over there anymore. And, you know, now I'm getting, you know, better with it. So, but there is, you know, I still look in the mirror, and even with all my, you know, progress that I've made, I'll still look in the mirror and just, you know, I've got so much more work to do. I still look, you know, sometimes to me, I still look fat, you know, and I know that's not always the case, you know, but
it's coming, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get your mind around it. So when that's all you know for like 20 years.
Well, and I think that when it comes to like what you were talking about, is not being able to be able to shop, walk into a store and just go shopping and buy whatever you're wanting, not in the plus department, is that that's your initial goal. But even still, like, if you go in and try on clothes, it's like, I don't, what size? Well, I don't know. A large? No. You know, trust me, it's a small, you know. I get it.
Yes.
I went through a 25 pound loss journey myself. And so I slimmed down on the pants, and it was just like, I can fit into a 6. What is this? This is not happening. I think they've changed the pants.
But right, I'm like, yeah, the size 8. I'm like, I haven't worn a size 8 since I was probably in like junior high.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations, Michelle. Seriously.
Thank you so
much. And you know what? Even more importantly, even though you're still, like you say, kind of a work in progress, you've released over 100 pounds and you've got some more fine tuning that you would like to do personally. The think about the health and where you're at right now and how many years you've added back onto your life to be able to be there for your children and your grandchildren to come, you know? I mean, it's
absolutely,
it's huge. And then Michael, share with us your results. What, you know, from what size to what size, how many pounds, what do you got going on?
So I'm 115 pounds total, and that includes some of the weight I lost before Isagenix. Not very much, but I do like to throw that in there. But I went from a size like 44 pant down to I can actually wear a size 30 now.
Wow.
I tend to stick with a 32 because most guys don't, you know, they kind of go a little bit bigger with their sizes. And, and I'm actually on the opposite end of the spectrum now. My work clothes used to always come from Sam's Club, and the size range was just that 44 to 32. And now if I want the size 30 pant, I can't even buy it there.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to be on the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to clothes. I'm wearing a size small shirt for athletic type fit things. Mm-hmm. And we were joking when we were at NYKO, we were looking at the kids rack because there was this really cool Isagenix shirt. It's like white with the Isagenix logo written on it going down the side of it. And that was the kids extra large. And I'm like, let's buy it.
Yeah, we did.
And we did. And we both went into it. So I'm like, now we got to go get another one because we're going to have two of these because we each need one.
For our kids'
clothes. Oh my gosh. I love
it. The clothing thing is really cool. I mean, you can't dismiss how that feels, being able to shop like a normal person and being able to try on new things and wear things that you never thought you'd had the option of wearing before. So yeah, it's just absolutely cool. The number of inches eludes me in my mind at this very moment in time total, because I think Michelle's done a great job of keeping track of her inches.
And, but if you think about it, just from
add it up.
Well, from a 44 down to a 32, that is 12. Wait, no, wait, 32. Yeah, 12 inches off the waist alone. So that's so powerful. That's like an entire foot shrinking around the middle, Michael. And that is super cool.
That's
just to kind
crazy.
Of visualize for everybody. I want to ask you about this transformation and what it's done for you as a couple and as being a mommy and a daddy. And just that with that physical transformation, Michelle, you shared just a second ago about the things that you could do physically that you weren't able to do before. So share with us what it's opened up for you as a couple and as a family, as far as physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually.
So, as a family, well, I'll start as a couple. I think it's brought us a lot closer. We were kind of going through a weird thing before we started the Isagenix journey, and Mike was, you know, obviously on a path to better health and wellness before we started the products, just, you know, try to get some things in check. And that always made me feel kind of weird because I wasn't with him at that point on that path. You know, I still continued to do the same things that I did and eat the same way that I did while he was obviously trying to keep things in check.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as he lost weight and he started to feel better and was able to do more things, I kind of felt a little lost. And, you know, that made me really sad that he was doing things not without me. I just chose not to do it. It's just he was very excited about doing it. And I just, you know, almost felt like I was left behind at times, and not that he ever did that, but it was just my feeling in my heart was like he was moving on to better things and I was still stuck in the same place. And that's why I started to, you know, eat better and, you know, start to like exercise and things like that. So after we started together and we decided we were going to do this Isagenix thing, it's really brought us a lot closer. We do everything together. And as far as the family, I mean, we're starting, you know, this summer we bought kayaks, Mike bought a paddleboard.
Nice.
So we're, you know, hiking and doing hikes on mountains. And,
yes.
You know, going to the gym. I mean, we all have gym memberships that never would happen before. So, you know, and we try to do that as a family. Paige obviously isn't in the house. She lives about an hour away. So when she can, she joins us. But, you know, we do it everything as a family.
I love that.
And it's just, it's just been great.
Yeah, we've opened up our minds too, like to new possibilities. And you know, for us, doing things as a family has gotten even more important because we have this common bond now.
Yeah.
The success that we've been able to accomplish individually and collectively. And it's just, it's crazy when you kind of step it back, you know, take a step back and go, you know what, we're not going to hem and haw about decisions where the family's involved. You know, we want to go to a concert. We're going to go to the concert because it's an experience we can all show, you know, share together. We went to Metallica back last year. And initially I was kind of like, oh my God, it's so expensive. But then we were like, you know what? It's a Metallica concert. We've never done anything like that as a family before. We need to go and do this. And I mean, just flying on a plane out to NYKO, all four of us on the plane was a new experience for us. Nobody was uncomfortable. Nobody needed a seatbelt extender. I mean, it was just glorious.
Yes.
So
powerful. Oh my gosh. I just, you know what, as you're sharing, I'm thinking back about all of the Isobody grand prize winners that we've had. I remember there was a gentleman who won one year. His name was Mark. And remember Mark? And
that was last year.
Well, a different Mark. This would have been totally fine. But I mean, I remember the Isobody Challenge winner, grand prize winner, used to go on some sort of a trip. And I can't remember what the name of the trip was. But this Mark guy goes on the trip. And part of his winnings was a $3,000 shopping spree with Jim and Kathy Coover. Because hey, you lose a lot of weight, you need new clothes, right? We've already determined that. And when he was just standing there with Jim, and they walked into a shoe store and they bought a pair of socks, and he's like, I've never bought a $25 pair of socks before. Like, this is amazing, you know? And Jim's like, well, enjoy. These are like the best socks. And just watching him put these socks on and tie his shoes again in that moment, Mark's like, you know, I never used to be able to lean down and tie my shoes easily. Like, this is, I would always wear shoes that I could just slip my feet into. And it brought Jim to tears. And it's just, it's small little things like that that most people don't even think about, that it is such an amazing shift and transformation in their lives, even with the smaller things. So I appreciate you both sharing that. Now I want to talk about tough moments. As over the last year, as you guys have been on this transformation as a family of four, have there been tough moments, and how did you handle them?
It's kind of interesting. When I really look back at tough moments we may have had, it was typically a mindset type issue. So with anything that you do, you always want to be in an extreme success situation. You want to see change fast. You want things to move. And I think that's where we ran into some mindset hurdles here and there. That, you know, the scale hasn't moved in a week and a half, so I must be doing something wrong. And then you start putting pressure on yourself and it gets worse. So I think for all of us, we've just really tried to be good sounding boards and then come back with, well, you know what? I can see, you know, where you've changed. I can still see change happening. Don't you feel stronger? Don't you see that what you're doing is right? How are your clothes fitting? Those are the kinds of questions that we ask each other, and especially for Michelle and I, because, you know, obviously we talk on a daily basis about where we're at with things. And, you know, and over time, those things have gotten a lot easier. And it's kind of funny when you look back at it, you always knew that you were going to get to the other side because the process is the process and it works for sure. So those were the toughest moments. The kids were never an issue as far as wanting to do this, and it's really been a seamless integration as far as how the nutrition fits into our lives.
That's beautiful.
That part wasn't hard. Yeah, it's just basically the mindset challenges here and there.
What about for you, Michelle? Yeah, absolutely. What about you?
Like Mike has said, you know, the scale, when it wasn't budging, I would get so frustrated, and, you know, he'd try and talk me through it, and that didn't,
What was the longest plateau that you had? Because sometimes plateaus can last for weeks.
You know, it was funny, trying to get that last 20 pounds off to get to the 100 pound club. I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to get there so bad. And it really wasn't, when I look back, my weight loss was average, you know, it was about 8 pounds a month, which is completely normal. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like it was taking forever. So, you know, he was great about, you know, talking me through it and, you know, maybe you could try this or do that. And, you know, once I finally got there, I was like, oh my gosh, I finally did it. Quick, grab the camera so I can take a picture. And, you know, so I can't say people always ask, you know, isn't it hard? Don't you, you know, have a hard time drinking two shakes a day? And I'm like, no, because I love them. You know, it's just, you crave them. Mm-hmm. It's what we want to do. And I'm like, and we eat three other times a day, real food. So two shakes a day, not a big deal. Really not. I mean, I eat more now than I did when, you know, I was bigger.
Yes, absolutely. It's, the typical diet is so restrictive and people go crazy and then yep. they yo-yo yep. diet. That's it. I know. Like yes. if you're doing two shakes a day, you do. They say that you crave what you eat. So if you eat junk, you're going to crave junk. If you eat healthy, yep. you're going to crave healthy. And your body is smart. It knows exactly what it needs. If you eat junk, your body is not getting the nutrients that it needs. And therefore, it's saying, feed me more, feed me more, feed me more. Mm-hmm. Right. And then, of course, yeah. the exact opposite. But eating five times a day when you're transforming your body and changing your body composition, it's critical for lean mass. It's critical yes. for metabolism and everything. So it's very powerful. Tell me, how many pounds did Paige and Zane release?
So Paige is currently down 75 pounds. She's getting towards that 100-pound mark herself. That's nice. Her goal.
Yes.
Yep. So, and inches, I'm not really sure on inches. She started out in a size 18, and she's down to a size 8 herself.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
You know, it was great.
So I want to ask you just real quick before we segue into the business building aspect of what you guys have been doing. But
sure.
As far as daily regimen, you said two shakes a day, eating three meals or three mini meals a day. Mm-hmm. Is pre-preparation, like preparing things in advance, critical for you to stay on task? You know, talk to us about healthy meals and healthy food in the house outside of, because obviously the shakes are the shakes are the shakes, whether you're doing Isoline or Isoline Pro, or you're incorporating Isopro in there, you've got bars, you've got Ionics, you guys are doing naturally cleanse days here and there. Mm-hmm. But as mm-hmm. far as other preparation outside of that, what does that look like for your family?
Everything is about meal prep, and it's kind of interesting how that's evolved, because it's like you said, the cleaner the food you eat and the higher the nutritional value that you're getting, that's really all that you want. So we definitely changed over time, and you know, lean meats like chicken is a staple of our diet at this point, but we love it. You know, it used to be like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get so tired of eating chicken. But now we eat a lot of chicken, so, you know, and fish and different things.
Yeah.
But you want it, you know, yeah. you just want it. So, yeah, I mean, that's meal planning is everything. We leave every day. You know, I'm making shakes in the morning for everybody. Michelle's setting our, you know, our snacks and our lunches up, and, you know, we grab our bags and we go. Zane brings his afternoon lunch shake, you know, with him. We make it. He puts it into you know, like a Yeti type thermos. And
yeah.
that's what he's doing at lunch. I think Michelle actually called the school to let them know that it was okay, that he wasn't being weird yeah. and he's getting a full nutritional value, because she didn't want anybody to worry about
it. Yeah, like, this is not weird. I really am feeding him, you know, but this is what's going on. So, you know, here's the, you know, nutritional content. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's
convenient.
Great. I'm just going to pass it along. And, yeah. you know,
it really is really cool. I mean, and the fact that he wanted to do this, so he, you know, he has his main meal at night when he comes home, and it works out great for him timing wise.
Yeah.
Because it's right after track practice. Your body's yeah. ready for that, you know, so it's really cool.
Love it. Oh, I so love this. This is so good. Well, let's segue to the business. You guys are currently Crystal Director, and moving your way through the ranks and building your business. Share with us what that journey has been like building, and are you using social media as a huge tool to build your business?
So the social media piece is a most definite part of what we do. And it's been an interesting journey on that, because with everything that you do, you can learn from it. And I actually use the lessons that I've learned on the Isogenic side of things in my professional life as well, because social media is actually really a part of any business that you'll do now. So there is a natural segue there. I would say the best part of the journey is just sharing the products. You know, we originally started out, we were like, okay, we'll get our products paid for. Sounds like a great idea. Paige was the first person that we enrolled, and then we had some friends that enrolled with us last January, or a year ago, I should say. And, you know, it kind of went from there. We started to have a little extra money, so it was kind of cool. We got a little bit of extra money now. Let's kind of, you know, use that to pay bills and kind of keep things on track. And then it became, well, you know what? We can actually make a few major purchases. with what's happening here. And we were able to get some gym equipment for our home and, you know, be able to kind of tie that directly to our success and say, all right, so now we've got the, you know, the Bowflex and, you know, we've got weight training and different things at home that we can do in addition to the gym. So everything's just kind of been like progressive. And at the end of it all, I just always say you can't say anything's wrong with helping your friends and family out by sharing these products and at the same time, you know, having a little extra income and then being able to set bigger goals. I mean, we were talking about coming out of NYKO. I mean, just any event that we go to, you come out of it with this new lease on what your business could be, what the true potential is. And then you set your plan to work. I know we were talking about Paige earlier. Paige was actually working from the plane, trying to get members to join her team and be a part of what she was doing. And she actually enrolled somebody from the plane before we even landed.
That's
and it
so
was just
powerful.
Amazing to see that energy just, you know, kind of go from her right out to the universe. And, you know, something that we've been experiencing for the last year as we've been sharing, it's just so great when you can now see the fruit of your effort, you know, reaching your children in more ways than just the health aspect of it. It's going to help her financially.
Absolutely. Here's the deal. Just listening to what you just shared, Mike, is that networking has been around for thousands of years. It's people sharing things with people. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, that kind of a thing. And then move into our present. You know, there are so many professions out there where you get paid on a commission-based pay, whether it's real estate or it is sales or whatever the case is. And the thing is that Isogenix is a real product that delivers real results to people. And for you to be that representative to help distribute those products into the homes of others, it's a beautiful thing. And you get paid that commission. It is a legit business. This industry is regulated by the FTC, the FDA. It is a legal entity in business. The beautiful thing is that you come into Isogenix and it is a turnkey system. You just get into the car, turn the key, turn it on, hit the gas, and go. You can go as slow as you want, as fast as you want. But the bottom line is that this is a real business opportunity. The only thing that differs in this entire business opportunity is you yourself as the individual out there building the business on what you're doing, your consistency, your commitment, your willingness to learn and grow and increase knowledge and season and hone your skills. That's the only difference between any millionaire and someone that's coming in today. So for you two to just step up, not only physically transform your bodies, but then also embrace the business and share with others, it's such a beautiful thing. And I think that people have this stigma about, you know, oh, I don't know if I want to share it with my friends and family because then they think that I'm just taking advantage of them or, you know, we're using them to build a business. No, this is, it's, there's such a need for what we have because of the world in which we live in and the food that we eat and everything at the grocery store today. Heaven, you guys are doing them a huge favor by introducing them to Isogenix. So it's so much fun. And you guys are just getting started. What are your goals for 2019? Michelle.
Executive.
Oh, yeah.
Executive for both of us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nothing that's not attainable. Uh-huh. You know, it's just that focus and drive and, you know, running for it. So we've got a great team that we're part of and, you know, spending time with them in person is always better than, you know, through social media, you know, part of what we do. But, you know, we get a few days here and there, right? We had celebration back in August and we just left NYKO and the team has never been tighter as a unit. So just great feelings there and people are sharing and that's all working. But yeah, definitely executive. You know, the company is so generous too. I'll go back to last year at this time when we were just getting started and there was a crystal reset going on and, you know, getting to that crystal director was just mind-blowing, just mind-blowing on the amount of rewards that we received for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and February Frenzy, we enrolled 10 people that month, close friends of ours, you know, and great success coming out of that. I mean, I've got a friend that's down 80 pounds right now. He will be in the 100-pound club. He's only 20 pounds away, and he enrolled during that.
Yeah.
But you look at that and you say, all right, so February Frenzy, we ended up getting our hotel room in Nashville, from Isagenics for doing that, right? We hit all sorts of bonuses through that period and really kind of financially cornerstone of our year if we really look back at it now. And then this year is just full of potential to kind of go back to your original question.
I love it. I love that so much. And then naturally, as you build towards executive, your rank naturally will happen. You'll pop into a new rank, whether it's one star, 2 star, 3 star, whatever the case is. Yeah, so it's very exciting. So my last question to you is, well, two, do you have a favorite pack? What's your favorite pack to enroll everybody on? I know it's very customizable, but what's your favorite?
Typically we really like to, get people enrolled in the value pack. Mm-hmm. It just offers, again, a little bit of everything. You get the bars, you get the shakes, you get the weigh-ins, you get the chocolates, the e-shots, the greens, and add on a belly, a whey protein to that, and you got the belly buster, and that typically is our favorite pack to enroll in. Just it gives you a good solid first 30-day experience.
Yep.
That you're really going to enjoy.
Wonderful. So, that's awesome. Yeah. That seems to be the favorite pack of everybody across the board. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. Right? The value pack. Yeah. That's exciting.
It just makes sense.
It does. And then last but not least, just any last golden tip to be able to share with everybody out of your experience thus far, physically and financially, what tip have you, do you have in your pocket that you can pass on to our listeners today? And
so
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nope, we'll start with you and then we'll end with Mike.
Okay. Yeah, so we really, encourage you to use your coaches, use your upline, use your team, use the community, the Amplified Health pages and the Isobody page. And I'm in the 100 Pound Club, so I use that page, exclusive to those members. And, their support is out there. Even if you don't have it in your house, you have it in this community. I've never, 60,000, people in an Amplified Health page and our team and, just various, spots on Facebook or social media that they're strangers, but they feel like family because we're all trying to get to the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of the Isobody Challenge, how many consecutive challenges have you done as a family?
So for Michelle and I, we're actually about to end our fourth. Mm-hmm. That's in a couple of weeks, and we will immediately be signing up for our next one.
Nice.
Just a quick background with Isobody. That has been, as far as like one of my tips for anybody coming into this, use that for everything that you can. There's an evolution there, just like everything else. We started just wanting the coupons and those awesome t-shirts we kept seeing people wear on social media. We're like, where do we get those t-shirts? We want the t-shirt. And then you wait for your t-shirt. You're like, when's my t-shirt coming? So that was part A. Part B was, really, okay, so now we've done that. The accountability.
Yes,
so you took pictures
huge.
At the beginning. Mm-hmm. You measured yourself. You have comparisons to go off. You write an essay at the end of it about your journey that really helps you look deep inside your soul and kind of explain, where you were coming from. What did you see? What happened along the process? And then you just keep evolving that. When you're on your fourth challenge, by then you're into the Isobody Facebook page. You've used people on there for inspiration. And you've got, a lot of people at that point you're friends with, which is a great part of that. And then people start telling you that you've inspired them. And you're going, how did that happen? How did I go from being inspired to inspiring you? This is so awesome. So there's just this evolution of just awesomeness that comes out of that Isobody challenge. And you just don't expect it at first. And the thing that scares you the most is taking that first picture. You're like, oh my gosh, what if somebody sees that someday?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
now I'm like, I don't care, look at it. I have to be good with who I was back then. Mm-hmm. And I am really good with where I'm at now. And I'm proud of what I accomplished. So you have this constant, it's just a big, big evolution of change. And I think that Isobody just creates the kind of like the mechanism, if you will, to kind of like show you where you are, where you've been, where you're headed, all the above.
Wow. So beautiful. So beautiful. Ice Buddy Challenge. This is something that was started way back. And it has, it, as you say, it has evolved as a program and has helped so many people, like you said, with the accountability aspect, because that's the biggest deal. You know, I mean, I think that if people eat a, you know, cookies and a half gallon of ice cream one night, that they're just like, oh, that's it. It's ruined forever. I might as well stay eating this, when really you've got the support there that really backs you up, that pulls you through those, maybe those moments of falling off track.
I love telling people the one liner that we are all the same. Whatever traps you're falling into, we fall into as well. Mm-hmm. When you see that we're all the same, you know, you can see that there's recovery at the other end of it. You can actually get back up and you can just move forward from the moment that you're at right now. If you have a bag of chips in the afternoon, don't wait till tomorrow. You know, if you knew you shouldn't have done it, but you did it, that's fine. Start now and change your habits back to where you know you need to be, and keep your goals in sight.
Yeah. You know what? Anytime I have a little hankering of something that's really not healthy for the body, I'm like, I have to do a little self-check. Did I have my Ionics today? Did I take my nutrition? Like, because, you know, really, like if your body is getting what it needs, then typically you don't necessarily, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have some Lay's potato chips or whatever, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's just, I love that little deal. And never leave home without it. I'm telling you, like if you have a social event, right? How many times have you guys actually had shakes or whatever and then gone to do what you were going to do just for the sake of being prepared moving into that social event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's kind of like going back to the meal planning, right? We've always got to have a plan. You know, I talk to my friends that are doing this as well. And, you know, we all carry certain products with us that are our staple, you know, based on the time of day, like, you know, e-shots, especially for me, I may like need an e-shot late in the day because, you know, I just need one. I'm going to the gym or, you know, whatever. It's just nice to have the comfort of having those products available to you, knowing that, you know, the effect they're going to have on you, especially Ionics. Ionics is like one of those things that just people don't understand until they try it.
I'll never forget a single mom of four kids calls me up and she's in a panic. Do you have any Ionics? Like, she's in my hometown. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't. She's like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know. I'm going to have to order some and like expedite the shipping. And anyhow, it was, long story short, the kids were just really like, mom, get the Ionics because you're a better mom on Ionics, right?
So. I'm telling you.
I know some people that personify that. We've had some interesting discussions over the last 12 months with people in the world.
That's for myself, with the Ionics. You know, being a pre-K teacher, you know, in the room with four-year-olds all day long, 18 of them. A couple of years ago, you know, by October, I would come home and there were nights I cried because we had some, you know, we had some rough kids. And last year when we started, now I'm just like, whatever, you know, just don't do that, you know, stop. Yeah. I'm like, I don't get fluffed about anything anymore.
The science behind the shakes first thing in the morning is pretty powerful too. Like Dr. John Gray has been an advocate of really preaching that you really should start your morning off with a shake, just because of the amino acids and what it does with good brain health and good happiness for the day. So it sets you up for the day, you know, to feel that peaceful sense of well-being type happiness feeling. So there's a lot of amazing science that is incorporated in the products. But listen, I don't want to keep you any longer. Thank you so much for coming on the program and sharing all that you did. You two are beautiful individuals. Your children are precious. And we wish you nothing but the absolute best as we move forward in 2019. Can't wait to do a little check-in with you later on in the year.
Okay, thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure for sure. And of course, everybody listening in, thanks for being with us and taking time out. Make sure that all of your team members know where to find all of these inspirational podcasts. You can go to isogenicspodcast.com, which will redirect you to the isogenicsbusiness.com website, by the way, because we've kind of incorporated everything in one. So have fun with that. And until next time, best of success and best of health. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.